It's your daily voice note talking about those uncomfortable conversations in your relationship, in your friendships, in your environment, in your family, in your mind. Listen to this podcast with an open mind. Treasure this podcast because nobody is ever going to tell you this. People, happy Monday. Today we're having another podcast that is talking about how to be confident. This podcast is going to allow you to be a much more confident person. But before we go any further, if you have not yet clicked those stars, left a review, I encourage you to please do that. The least you can do is at least try as much as you can to just leave something as you listen to this podcast. Just click those stars, just leave a review and tell me how you feel about the podcast. It's the only way this podcast is going to grow because it doesn't have visuals at all. It's just a small little podcast that I'm sharing with, you know, so many of you out there, and most of you love it. So please show your love by list taking. It takes literally a second to do that. Okay. So for this particular podcast, there is a full-on video that is on YouTube that I talk about how to be confident as well. So if you want to check that out, please go and click on my YouTube channel and please watch it if you want. The link will be down as you're listening to this podcast. So we're going to talk about how to be confident. So many of women, of you women or men, have sent me messages saying that you would like to be confident. That, Lucy, how can I be confident? How can I grow in my confidence? How can I be a better person? What can I do? I'm not confident enough. I can't start that business because I don't feel confident. I can't go outside because I don't feel confident. I don't feel confident all the time. But my question to you is, why should you be confident? Why do you think confidence should be something that you should have? You know, why do you think that, you know, confidence is going to be something that is going to, you know, help you? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you a fact. Yeah. Confidence is not an art of science. It's an art of doing. Confidence is not something that you're born with or without. Okay. Confidence is like a muscle. You have to do it over time to build it. When you go to the gym and you want to build more muscle, it's not something that is instant. It's something that you have to do continuously by stretching out those muscles, building and building to an extent that now you've got that muscle. It's about all about stretching those small steps that you do every single day. Okay? You want to be confident, but first of all, you eat crap food every single day, which affects how you feel physically. It affects how you feel internally. Okay? You wake up really late. You wake up about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you wake up at 10 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, that's how you wake up. You don't learn a new skill, you don't put yourself in challenging situations, you don't do anything, but you keep searching on the internet, online, saying, how can I be confident? You know, confidence is all about learning a new skill. You have to learn in order for you to be confident. Athletes out there are confident at the sport that they do because they do it every single day. They were not born footballers, okay? They were not born musicians, okay? They were just not born into this thing. They have to practice it every single day. You know, they have to wake up every single day and do it. I give an example about footballers because it's something that I, you know, try to look at. And my brother also, he does football and he plays football, and I see the effort that he goes through, you know. It's not just a simple thing. You have to wake up in the morning. It's not about the feeling of like, I don't feel like going to the gym today. I don't feel like doing exercise. I don't feel like, if you live your life based on a feeling, you're not going to get anywhere. You have to cut out that emotion. You have to cut out the feeling bit of it, because feeling like it is not going to get you the results that you want to get. Okay. You know, so if you want to be confident, you have to practice that skill. You have to find something and you have to practice it and be confident in it. You say, okay, I do not like to speak to people. I cannot speak to people in public. How can you be confident in speaking if you cannot even get yourself out there to speak? Okay, you stay so much in a comfort zone. All right. If you want to be confident at something, you have to pick up something and be good at it. Confidence is about being good at something that you've actively taken yourself out there to learn it. Nobody is going to teach you how to be confident. You have to do that thing that makes you unconfident and start learning on it. Otherwise, you are going to be searching about it. You're going to be looking 20 years later. You're still asking yourself how to be confident, but you're not doing. It's all about doing. It's not about sitting around and waiting for something to happen. You know, staying in your comfort zone, saying, oh, I'm so comfortable here, I cannot do anything. You do not grow in your comfort zone. Nothing cultivates, yields, or becomes better in a comfort zone. When you are in a comfort zone, you've already accepted who you are and what you are. Okay, when you stay in a comfort zone. So there is no way you are going to be comfortable. You say, oh, I want to be confident, but you keep staying in the comfort zone. You keep just staying there over and over again. Someone invites you out for a party, you say, no, I'm just going to stay in because I prefer to stay in. Someone invites you out to an event, you say no. Someone invites you to go somewhere, you say no. Someone tells you, let's go to shopping somewhere, you say no. You say no to everything that can allow you to be a confident person, that can allow you to be a better person, and you still ask yourself, how can I be a confident person? You go to a party and you sit down in a corner. You have accepted that you're a shy person. You're comfortable with how shy you are. You sit down in the corner as the party is going on and you don't take the initiative to interact with anyone. You expect in your mind for people to come to you and talk to you and understand you. Let me tell you something. People are selfish. Everyone out there is out for themselves. So if you're thinking that someone is going to come out there and build something and talk to you and make you feel any better, you are lying to yourself, okay? When you're sitting out there in the corner on a party, please get off that seat. Go there and tell this girl randomly. Tell her, oh my God, I love your dress. Tell her, oh my God, I love your shoes. Even if the shoes are not lovely, just tell her that. The moment you say that or you open your mouth and you say something to that, you have started a conversation. You have opened up to a conversation. You have broken a barrier. And if you do that over and over again, 10 times more, every single time you go out, you compliment someone, you speak up, you say something. By the time you notice, you have created good conversations with people. You've become so comfortable with having those small starting conversations and getting yourself out there. It's about the micro habits. It's about pushing yourself out of those boundaries. You have a stammer. You are afraid to speak. You cannot speak. You have to put yourself out there. You have to go and try to speak to people. The only way you can learn to speak better is by speaking. The only way you can start being a better writer is by writing. The only way you can be a better musician is by singing. You know, the only way you can be maybe a better vlogger or a YouTuber is actually taking yourself out there and vlogging. How can you say I'm not confident with vlogging when you can't even get your camera and go out there and vlog? You know, you have to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. You have to get yourself out there in order for you to build that confidence. You have to start doing, you know, stop being lazy with yourself. Have some respect for yourself. You don't respect yourself enough. You wear anything that you want to wear. You wear any cloth you want to wear, and you expect people to respect you the way you are. You have to try to live on the highest value of yourself, the highest efficiency of your own self. If you want people to treat you in that kind of way, you have to try and master that kind of way. They say, fake it till you make it. But my fake it till you make it is build that thing that you want to be until it sticks with people. Let me tell you something. People treat you the way you present yourself. If you present yourself like a shy person, unconfident person, you know, low self-esteem, that's how people will run with you. That's how people are going to take you, and that's how people are going to respect you to that level. So you have to live at a high efficiency level, that highly effective person. Live on that frequency, if you want to be that kind of a confident person. You know, you have to respect yourself enough to know that, you know what, I respect myself to say, okay, I'm going to wear something nice and step out of the door. It doesn't matter if you're going to the shop, make your hair, comb your hair, do your nails, do something about your own self that add something to yourself. Build confidence by repeating every single time. Confidence is about repetition, repeating and repeating and repeating. You know, you are not confident because you're scared about what other people think. Let me tell you something. I'll give you a very good example. Some people say, I don't want to go to the gym because I do not know how to carry that weight. I do not know how to do with that weight. I don't know how to do dumbbells. I can't go on a treadmill. I can't go on a press machine. I do not know anything at all with this. So therefore, I'm going to stay away from the gym. Let me tell you something. Even the people in the gym are looking at you as someone who is judging them. Everyone out there is saying, this person is thinking I'm doing something wrong. They are thinking the same thing you're thinking, but they are out there doing that. You have to get yourself to the gym and pick up that dumbbell that you don't even know anything to do with. Do something with it. Try to do something with it. Over time, you're going to learn. Over time, you're going to get the experience of how to use it. You're even going to invent another way how to use it. Watch videos. You want, you know, to get better and be confident, but you don't put in the skill of learning something, you can't pick up a book to read anything, you can't go and watch anything, you can't actively step out of the house and do whatever you want to do, but you say you want to be confident. You know, get yourself to the gym, you know, just get yourself to the gym and even stretch. Just stretch and look around and peep around and see, oh, the person picked up that machine. What are they doing with it? The next time you go and sit on that machine and do what they did. Mimic what they're doing. Build confidence by repeating the same thing over and over again. See what they're doing and go ahead and do it. No one is going to come and carry you up and tell you, okay, come here, I'm going to give you confidence. Come here, I'm going to baby you to get this confidence. The reality of there is no mechanism, there is no science in order for you to build the confidence. You have to say, okay, I'm not confident at this thing, therefore I am going to try and do something about it. You're not confident at how you look at physically. Okay, start exercising, start feeding yourself, start reading more about your body, you know. You know, some of you have been like feeling ill and sick and feeling some type of way. You know, you're relying so much on medication over and over again when there is knowledge out there that can allow you things to eat, things to calm you down, things to make you feel better. Only if you go ahead and search for them, only if you go ahead and build something, you know, to do with it. You hear me speaking right now. You hear me giving you this advice. You hear me talking. You see my videos. You have watched me. It's not something that I woke up in the morning and I was like, you know what? I'm going to speak about this because I am very confident. I am very good at this. No, it's not about that, you know. I came and I spoke really horribly. As you can hear, my accent is not the best or the greatest, but I still speak. As long as you're getting the information that I'm saying, as long as you're getting the value that I'm giving you, the rest don't matter, you know. It's the confidence that I have. I'm confident in what I'm speaking because I have done it. I have practiced it, you know. I have learned about it. That is why I'm confident about it. So if you feel like you're struggling with confidence, you have to put yourself out there. You cannot be lazy with how you want to be. You cannot be lazy with being a better person for yourself. Otherwise, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years from now, you're going to be that girl that is still on the internet finding out how to be confident, yeah? When your friends invited you to go somewhere, you said no. When your mom asked you, let's go to this place, you said no. When opportunities came to you, you know, to speak up, to be confident, to write something, to do something, you ran away from it because what? It's too challenging. You cannot do it, you know? Now you're regretting and you're saying, I cannot be confident. You're 60 years old, you're not confident at all. You know, you're still struggling with how to put yourself out there. But no one is going to do it for you. No one is going to put you out there in order for you to be a very confident person. You know, I love the book Everyday Confidence, and it says you're not born with or without confidence. Confidence is something that you build. Confidence is something that you acquire over time, one after the other. You can't stay in a comfort zone and think you're going to grow. You can't keep thinking what other people think, because people do not think. People do not think. Like, if you think what people are thinking, you're going to stay in the way that you are right now for forever. You know, you have to learn a new skill. You have to learn. People are confident at football. They have learned the skill of playing. Musicians, you look at Beyonce. Beyonce dances in heels the whole time for hours without tripping, without falling. Do you think she was born with heels from her mother's womb? No, she had to go and learn how to dance in those heels, fall off those heels, understand which heels keep her stable on a platform, which ones are better for her feet, what she has to do, all those kind of things she learned by actually wearing those heels, putting herself out there and, you know, tripping and falling and getting back on, you know. And that's just what happens. You have to do it that way. Tell me you're not being confident when you're actually out there doing something about it. Tell me that you're failing at something. That's when I know that you're growing, you're becoming successful, and you're being confident. It's about the fails that you take, the failing that you get, the mistakes that you make, you know. That is what success and being a confident person is all about. If you think that there is some mechanism, there is something you're going to watch that is going to be like, oh, give you confidence. There's something that is going to happen that is going to be like, yes, confidence has entered me. There is no way it's going to fall from heaven or come through the post or come through anywhere. Confidence is not something that will come to you just like that. You know, you have to actively do it. You have to actively practice on that. I'm not confident in certain kind of things that I know and I'm aware of, but when opportunities come for me to do them, I feel anxious, I feel scared, but I'm going to do it anyway because the only way I can get better at doing this is actually going ahead and doing it. You know, so if you're someone who's struggling with confidence, get out from that comfortability that you're feeling and actually put yourself out there and actually work on that particular thing. You know, you cannot think that it's going to be handed over to you. You have to get that energy. Boost yourself out. Don't be lazy with who you are. Don't be lazy with being a better person for yourself. And get that confidence back to yourself, okay? There is no science. You can go on YouTube. You can watch this everywhere. You can read about it. But if you don't put in the practice, you don't put in the work, it's not going to happen. You'll still be in the same state. Read, practice, repeat it over and over again. It's all about the micro things that you do. If you started your resolution this year and you say, oh, I want to go to the gym, you go to the gym 7 days a week. You haven't been to the gym for that long. You go 7 days a week and then you stop going and you're like, I'm done with it. Of course, you're going to be done with it. It's not about going 7 days a week. It's about building a mechanism of saying, I'm going this time, and building it up. It's micro habits, micro things, consistency, discipline with your own self. Do it repeatedly over and over again. Build that one time a week that is very consistent, then build it up to two times as it's very consistent, and stick to it. Three times, stick to it. The same thing with confidence. Go out there if you struggle with speaking and being shy. Speak, learn the skill, fail, stammer, say something wrong, people laugh at something, you accent this, you even find out words that you cannot pronounce properly. Go out there, do it, and do it over and over again to an extent that you just stand out there and just speak like though, you know, you were born with it, okay? Anyways, I'm going to end this podcast here, but I want to encourage you to put in the practice to be more confident. If you haven't yet left the star or subscribed, please do follow. It really helps this podcast. Apart from that, have a lovely and blessed Monday, and I'll hear from you soon. Bye-bye.